Reached the voicemail box of
I'm alive. Feel so private in my private inner pride. Suffocated, drowning in circles and traffic until I die. Speechless, cyclopedic, exotic thoughts of mine. The goddess they define. Let me see, they growing all around me, babe. Telling stories of our day just left to die again. We don't show no homage. In a grave, your six of love, it feels so sad. We're on my tongue. I wish to feel you on my tongue, cause I were only by the side. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade face, babe. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade face, babe. Stuck in a lemonade face and caught up in a lemonade face. Stuck in a lemonade face and caught up in a lemonade face. Stay bright, been called a renegade too many times. We got sugar. live it a state of mind. Our bodies beating and intertwining to survive. Oh, and you love me because I understand your state of mind. Your sex will be a true demise. Let me see things walking all around me. And they whisper secrets telling me that there are people out to get me. It's not true. Is it maybe it is? I don't know. Is it maybe I don't know? Maybe is it? I don't know. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase. My mama always told me, life will throw you lemons, get this fire through you, sort me. Living with my demons, talk for elevated tasting, for elevated thinking. Thinking you could serenade my heart, my love is ever standing. And you stay building stands, well I got trees that I'm still growing. Growing, 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 growing. Better, you don't owe me. Baby, lemons, fire, sort me. Lemonade, so sour, boring. Honey in your drink, but I'm still suffering. Higher than your thought concoctions, yeah, yeah. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase. Stuck in a lemon haze and caught up in a lemonade phase, yeah.
Bitches, please don't talk about it. Ooh. Right now,
I'm literally outside the 107.5 station, Detroit. Yeah, I'm right in the city.
Yeah. All right. So can you briefly tell us a little bit about yourself and whom and what inspires you to start your journey in the music industry?
Right. Well, I started making music. I probably started writing music around 3 years ago. I wasn't that good at it at all. I constantly kept, you know, feeling like, damn, like, always hitting my head against the wall, trying to figure out my niche.
Yeah.
And I guess as an art, you kind of grow into artisthood, I feel like. You know, I had to definitely grow into the skin that I'm in today. And experience a whole lot of stuff to even write about anything, you know. So
yeah,
that's really where it starts. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes, I have so much to ask you.
I know, I have so much to say.
I know. We got time. So I'm gonna have my patience with you. Who inspired you? Did you do cover songs of other artists? And did you write music for other artists, to name a few?
Yeah, so when I started writing songs for real, I would start writing remixes. I always wrote, like, remixes to songs that were already done. But I never released any of them, like, to SoundCloud or any streaming platform. I find a lot of inspiration from Janae Aiko. I love Sade. I love Aaliyah, Brandy. Like, I love the whole 90s R&B women, like, movement. I love that whole, I love how diverse and different. And it's just, it felt like every woman's voice was just so unique in their own way. I feel like music kind of lost touch of that a little bit. Like, I feel like I haven't, you know, it's been oversaturated with, like, you know, the mainstream, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard to find, you know, female singers, you know, really out here, you know, being a singer songwriter persona, you know.
Yes.
Like, with their own personality. Like, it just, you know, how do I explain it? Like, kind of industry made.
Yes.
Industry,
and you're right.
Molded.
Yes. You're right. I have four children. I have two daughters. And one of my daughters, she's in her young 30s, and she's actually listening to a lot of the old school R&B female singers. And female singers as you. And I noticed female singers that sing the music genre as you do is like high in demand, and that's why I had to get you on my show. I love your voice, your music, your melody, your vocals. The three songs that I played, Limtree, Heal, and Bosses. Oh, my goodness. I really like that song, Bosses. How'd you come up with the title, Bosses? What made you write that song?
You just get tired of everything, you know, and you just have to talk about it. I feel like when I wrote that song, I was just about to graduate high school. And I guess at that point in life, I was starting to become aware of, you know, not just the differences between men and women, but, you know, not just the differences, but kind of the way the world is, like living in a man's world. Like I live
it.
In a man's world, and it's like sucks. You know, this sucks. Like I didn't have a choice to be here. None of us really did. You know what I mean? And no, girls, like 100% of girls, like didn't have a choice to be a girl. You know what I mean? Like, or most of them. You know. Yeah.
But you know what? That song is very strong and motivating to me because I'm a boss myself. So the way society is, we have a lot of women in Congress, Senate, and even running for president. So there are a lot of women that came out, and a lot of women that are judges, black female women that are judges. So we all are coming out. That song really kind of hypes and motivates me, you know, and I really thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I feel like, you know, as artists, we have to, our job is like, you know, to observe the world and, you know, and absorb it and, you know, make it palatable to somebody that may not interpret the world in that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And which is the whole process of waking up. And that's, you know, music wakes people up. You know?
Yeah.
It's the best way to wake people up.
Well, that song, like, Bosses, it woke in my senses, you know.
Oh,
gave,
I appreciate
lady
it.
Ball,
thank
my
you.
Friends, yeah, you know. Let's talk about your new single, Feel.
Yes.
I'm about to spin this song after you give me a story on this song right here, and I'll spin it.
Of course, yeah. You want me to give this whole story? Like, it's a long story.
No, make it brief, please.
Yeah, I'll give you a bridge version. Okay, got you. So I was in a relationship for 2 to 3 years, and you know, it was like a high school, you know, high school love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
puppy love.
It felt deeper than puppy love to me personally, you know. Just because, you know, I know who I am. I know what I've experienced, yada, yada. You know, to me, it felt deeper than puppy love. But I never realized, you know, in that relationship, how much I wasn't prioritizing myself and how much I wasn't allowing my partner to prioritize myself either. So I left that relationship and I met somebody and I only talked to him for a week and I owned up to a mistake and he stopped talking to me over it. And I was like kind of shell-shocked, like, wow, like how did somebody that I only knew for a week get this much of a reaction out of me versus the person I was with for 2 to 3 years, you know?
Oh.
And what made me feel, you know, it's like the feelings I felt for him were still as real, you know, which, you know, the hook, you know, you made me feel. And it's hard, but it's real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it inspired
so
much, you know, it inspired a whole body of work. Like, I felt like he had awakened something in me, like, lit a fire in me and made me, you know, look at myself in so many different ways. And, like, it's crazy that things just never worked out. But, you know, that's on him, I guess.
Yeah, that's on him. I'm so sorry for him. So here is
for him. Not for me.
Yeah. Not Nina.
Not for Mina. Right. Mina thriving. Mina prospering, you know.
Hey, now. Let's this thing will feel, everyone, and anyone can call in the show. Guess my number is 657-330-771.
Let my hair get fucked up and there's no way around it. There ain't no fixing, what's done, it's done. There's not much left to discuss, but now it's 2 a.m. I'm all alone and off the lick, I'm stuck thinking about a late night phone call. Smoking dips and hoping you gon' blow my phone up. And I can't say too much cause you all set in stone. Now we suspended, away from each other. We don't hold grudges, so I work around it, but that don't mean I can't say nothing at all. To my muse, it feels so gruesome, living with my consequences. That's a lot, man. Especially when I never meant for you to hit the fan, damn. Ain't no point in trying to sell you, so I hope you listen. You make me feel, and it's dark, but it's real, yeah. You make me feel, and it's a painful process. You make me feel, and damn, it's dark, but it's real, yeah. You make me feel, and it's a painful process, and you're a part of it. You feel a part of me, such as a part of me. Hate being apart from me, I hear it when you sleep, but it don't matter, babe. You gon' live life regardless how I feel. That's a mean deal for me to swallow, damn, that's a big pill. But let me stop right there.
Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Google Play, all that. You can also find my music on SoundCloud as well, soundcloud.com/itsmina. You can find me also on Instagram at itsmina, Facebook, facebook.com/itsmina, Twitter at callmerushme, R-A-S-H-M-I, call me, rush me, no spaces. And yeah.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, the album is called Roy G. Biv.
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean?
So it's an what do you call it? An acronym for all the colors of the rainbow, or the seven main colors of the rainbow. So Roy G. Biv: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Oh, okay, that's neat. Okay, I understand. Thank you for that information.
Yeah, and if you also notice, every song is a color. So,
yeah,
so kind of the corresponding. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see that. And the video on YouTube, Phil, is out on YouTube yet?
Sorry, can you say it one more time?
The song, single, Feel, is there a video for that song?
Yes, there is a video. There is a video out. If you look up Feel and then type in Mina, all caps, it should be the first video that pops up.
Right, right. All right, and also, do you have any upcoming performances that is scheduled? Are you on tour, or... are you doing any performances in your community?
Okay, sorry. Can you say the last part again? It kind of cut off.
Are you doing any performances in your community, in your city? Any upcoming
events? Yes, I am. I'm doing a benefit concert on January 31st at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, which is where I'm from. I don't know if I mentioned that, but I am from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I also have an upcoming show on February the 2nd at B-Side on East Washington, also in Ann Arbor. It's the Hip Hop Pop Fest. It's going to be a mixed alternative R&B hip hop show. It's going to be really dope. That's all I got so far. Yeah, I might show up at the Cypher next week, the Detroit 107.5 Cypher.
All right.
Yep.
And thank you for that information. Now, if any, you know, miss hearing you on your upcoming events, are they listed on your website or any of your social pages?
It should always be on my social. We're always promoting, we're always letting everybody know like where I'm gonna be at. We always do live videos, so the best way to reach probably social media. We're working on building a website as of right now.
Right. Okay. And thank you for that information there. Now, Mina, what is your ultimate goal if you want people to get out of your music? What is that ultimate desire which you want people to get out of your music?
Well, you know, I want to change the world, you know, to put it simple. I want to inspire other people the way people have inspired me, and I know that music is one of the best ways to communicate to people and to bring people together. It took a lot of heartbreak and a lot of turbulence in my life to, you know, make me realize, you know, what writing really means. I'm inspired by James Baldwin, and how he says that, you know, the responsibility of an artist, you know what I mean? The integrity of an artist is to go through the trivial events of life and being able to portray it as best you can and display it as best you can for people that it may attract. That's definitely my whole vision, is to make something really big out of this.
And wow, Nita. You seem to be a very humble person, and I like that.
Really?
So,
thank you so much.
So, do you have any other new music projects that all of our fans should be looking forward to in the year, or later in the year, or next year? Any new music projects?
Got a little secret coming out in February. You know, just have to, you know, just a little tiny drop, you know, nothing too special. and I also have a big album that I plan to release closer to the summer. And I plan on releasing videos maybe like months prior.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you
we got,
for telling us.
I kind of got everything planned up until the summer. Everything after that, I'm kind of like, I'll figure it out when I get there.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you tell us this information, and thank you. Thank you for that. Now, like to play Valley Girl at the end of the show. What is with the song Valley Girl?
Valley Girl. So the name comes from, so of course my heritage, I'm Indian.
Yes.
From, you know, the country, continent India. My parents are South Indian. And so what that means is, you know, my language, Tamil, is a old Dravidian language, old Dravidian culture. And that comes directly from like the Indus Valley. And when I found that out, I don't know, it gave me a sense of purpose. It almost gave me a sense of identity. You know, I'm not, you know, I come from old blood.
Wow.
Call me a valley girl.
That is interesting. Wow. Okay. Would you like to give a shout out to all the people that you in your journey and on this album? I hope you get all the names that you can remember, but that's fine.
Oh.
Go ahead, Mina.
Wait, you just asked me to shout out people? Oh, yeah. Okay, shout out. Okay, well, shout out to band, you know, my management, Athena band, shout out to Hundo band, shout out to Desi Arnaz. Shout out to Terry Martin, First Mind, BGGF, 7300, Hybrid, Dino. Shout out to Dino. Young Sean. Shout out to Young Sean. Devon the Illis, Asaka the Renegade, Sam Watson, The Tribe, Royale. I said Tribe. Sweet 3.8. I'm done.
All right. Thank you for the information. Thank you. Thank you. I guess we're at the end of our showcase here. You answered all the questions. Any persons, you're still welcome to call in the show within the next few minutes. Mina, what are your words of wisdom? Any advice you would like to give to persons that want to get into the music industry, or do you just have a message to deliver?
Well, to people that want to get into music, you know, who am I to, you know, give any, I'm not in a position to give any type of advice. You know, I'm in the same boat as, you know, y'all, but do music for the right reasons. You know, don't do it for the material, because you won't be happy. Don't do it for, you know, the external factors of life, because once you get them, you'll always want something else. You know, you have to make it from your heart. You have to make music to please yourself, to ease your heart, to ease your mind. And people are attracted, will be attracted to that. Yeah.
All right. Amen. Thank you for the information. I just want to ask you one question. Now, you love modeling. Are you still going to be doing any modeling or looking into doing that as a second part of your career?
Oh, of course. I want to model. I want to do makeup. I want to act. I want to travel. I want to really put my head in everything. I want to do screenwriting because, you know, I love skit comedy and I love movies. I definitely want to be involved, so I'm not putting them doing everything. You know, when the time's right and I got the money.
Right. Okay. While you got it and you're young and you're beautiful, you got all that energy, do it. And I want to thank you for your participation on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry for
calling late. Yeah, that's all right. Everybody got to hear some music. Off your new album, and the link will still be active for a very long time if anybody has missed the show. And I hope to see you again on any new music projects, Mina, and I want to thank you. Stay blessed.
Oh, Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. All right. This is Valerie Amina, everyone. This is Lady Diva, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out, everyone.
Let me educate ya real quick. My lineage, please feel Davidian. So call me a valley girl. Drown me in freshwater brook. What will your motherfuckers ever learn? I'm a goddess, put me on your pedestal. I'm writing Bibles, lifting gold. My body, honey, dipped in gold. But was garnished by the one who owns it all. Catching, counting all its thorns in the garden. Lemon trees are telling me, girl, you best be cautious about him. I already hear you sipping about it. Baby, you're a genius, don't you worry about it. I suck the rusty faucet till I taste the fountain of youth. I found those souls in you, I'm riding you with. I'm sea watching over top, I'm playing sailor to stay. Now be my captain, maneuver around me slow. Till there's a storm all brewing. Touches feel like thunder, every second clap in order. Okay, now you counting, thought we were just getting started. Your arm is getting started. Two worlds in a 20, yeah. Our souls so combined, yeah. Our hearts can touch lives, yeah, yeah. Glad we found each other. Two worlds in a 20, yeah. Our souls so combined, yeah, yeah, yeah. Two worlds in a 20, yeah. Let me educate ya real quick. My lineage, please feel the Davidian. So call me a valley girl. Okay, my skin glows red and green. I'm complimentary body. No, this gonna stand up. I think I got superpowers. My parents think I'm something sacred. Think I'm made from something hidden. Think my bloodline's drowned in water. Was reborn to something polished. Feel like I'm the chosen something. Till my ego filled with confidence. Let me be reborn again. The lines are looking blurry. So my family never missed. But I've been told to look the opposite. Wonder what's the cause of it. Maybe we're not pure. Maybe I'm not pure. Mixed with something magic, hear what's happened. I'm a window, am I sure? I'm not sure. So my roots were overtaining. So I never meant to hurt him. Wasn't used to ways of voice that started flocking around my circle. God, that's my one confession. If you're there, if you care,
I wish I knew the how it was.
Let me know that you're there. Let me know that you care. Let our two worlds collide, pray for longevity down the line.
Two worlds in a 20, yeah. Our souls will combine, yeah. Our hearts can touch lives, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we found each other. Two worlds in a 20, yeah. Our souls will combine, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Out there,
what's up, girl? How you been? How you been chilling?
We need to find people like to put up like setups and stuff like decoration.
A1 tail right now.
A1 tail?
I know.